WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Mark Harrell is with the Mobilization Committee of the Million Man March's Philadelphia Contingent. He directs a youth gang and drug prevention program called Project Flow, which stands for Future Leaders of the World. I asked him what he imagines when he thinks about Monday.
Visually, I smile when I think about it. I lived in Washington, D.C. for quite a number of years. And as I close my eyes and I see the mall area, I see a convergence of black men coming to the Capitol steps, coming to the mall area from all directions to atone. I really believe that the message of this day being a holy day and a day of atonement is a message that's really hitting home, and a lot of the brothers that's going to take part in this historical event.
The Million Man March is in part a day of atonement. Atoning for what?
Well, what I believe is that before we can go out and ask anyone else to do anything for us, we first need to look within ourselves and look at the wrongs that we as black men have done in our communities. 68% of the households in the United States of America headed by single females. Something happened there while that man is not in that household. We need to atone for the way women are viewed through records and television and movies. I mean, this whole misogyny that surrounds how women are even talked about is something that we must stop. We look at the number of children who are walking the streets fatherless. We look at the number of black men who are in prison for reasons that they need to be there for. I mean, we need to, as a brotherhood, atone for our sins so that we can come out and be righteous in asking other brothers to come back to their communities and come back to their families.
Now, you're a part of the Mobilization Committee for the March in Philadelphia.
Right.
How have you been trying to reach men and convince them to come to Washington?
We have men and women from all different walks of life who have been going door to door, leafleting the community with information, selling the T-shirts and hats and the buttons that help pay for the march. We've been manning telephone hotlines. We've been actually going out to community organizations, businesses, individuals' homes, and helping them to understand the purpose of this march. We've been spreading our message across the country.
I imagine a lot of the men who you want to reach are men who aren't necessarily part of organizations, right? So how are you trying to reach men who, if this is a march that's about atonement in part, how are you trying to reach men who aren't close to their families or who aren't employed or who are involved in illegal activities? People you can't reach through some of the traditional networks.
You have to remember that the people who are part of this mobilization effort are people who live in the communities or are part of the communities with these people. I mean, we're all, some of them are family members, brothers and sisters of ours. I mean, it's not hard to reach out or to go outside your door or stay in your house and say to someone next to you, this is what we're trying to do. These are our people. These are not people that have been cast away. I mean, these are people that walk the same streets that we walk. So it's not hard to turn to a brother, turn to a sister and say, listen, this is what October 16th, 1995 is about. And this is what the days after the 16th are about. And this is how we need you to be a part of this.
Tell me what you've been telling men about why you think they should come.
Well, one of the things I personally ask them to do is do a personal inventory, take a personal inventory of themselves and look at their lives and try to understand how he himself could better by being a part of this. And once brothers start looking into themselves, and they say, well, yeah, you know, maybe I got a child here that, you know, I've been kind of lax on the child support, or yeah, maybe there's a situation in my community where I know something's happening, and if I just step up, I can alleviate some of that negativity. And I tell them that we're not going to Washington to ask permission. We're going to Washington to first to look in the mirror, and we're going to see black men from all over this country. And we're basically going to be looking in the mirror and saying to ourselves, it's time. And that's why we say the time is now, and you are expected.
Mark Harrell is an organizer of the Philadelphia contingent of the Million Man March. He directs a youth gang and drug prevention program called Project Flow. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.